Bye.
Yeah, okay, do your call.
I know we don't have much time, so we have two calls we have to go through.
Okay, are these actual calls? This is so fun. So this is when they ask for advice?
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay.
So we're going to call, we're calling Ashley right now.
I'll try. This is a big responsibility.
Hello. Hey, Ashley, it's Sim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Ashley.
Katie Kirk is here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Guys?
And Anna is here.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, thank you guys for calling.
Oh my gosh, thank you for calling us and submitting a question. And I can't even believe it that Katie Kirk is here.
I'm going to try to give you some good advice, Ashley, but we'll see.
Okay, I think you guys can help me.
Okay.
Ashley, there's a lot going on with your dad and his secret family, and there's some stuff going on right now. So give us a little bit of background, and Katie and Anna are going to be able to help you.
Okay, great. So when I was about 11, my dad moved out of the house because he was an alcoholic. But my mom and him stayed married, and our relationship with him didn't really change. We still saw him every day, and he was still a big part of our lives. But as I got older, I realized that that wasn't the only reason he moved out. I found out he had cheated on my mom multiple times. And when I was a freshman in high school, one of my friends told me that her mom was friends with one of the women and that they actually had a baby together.
Oh.
So I figured it was true, but I wasn't really positive. So I decided not to say anything.
Who told you this?
My friend, one of my friends, her mom actually worked with the woman. So,
so that must have been pretty shocking, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the only person I talked to about it was her. And, you know, I tried to see how legitimate it could be. And I think I knew it was true, but I was in such shock that I just chose to kind of pretend I never heard it. So, I just kept to myself and didn't say anything to my mom. I didn't want to upset her until I was about 21 and I was on Facebook and came across a picture of my dad with a family that wasn't mine. So then I obviously knowing it was true at this point, I decided to tell my mom. I showed her the picture and she had told me that she had knew obviously about multiple affairs, but never that he had a child or children with someone. And she, like me, chose not to deal with it and instead, maintained her relationship the same with him. Saw each other every day. They never talked about it or anything, but, I could tell she, you know, just didn't want to deal with it. So, about 2 years ago, my mom had a stroke and, my dad had an epiphany that he wanted to, get back together with her and move in and, you know, live like they were actually married. So, they've been working on the relationship and he's actually about to move in with her. But leading to that, my mom the other day asked if my brother and I would be comfortable with meeting the other kids. So that's where we're at. That just happened a few days ago and they're 12 and 14. They're two girls and I don't know what to say to them. I don't know what they know. I don't want to mess up their childhood or anything like that. But so I'm not really sure how to pursue this.
Well, I think one of the things missing from this is, have you talked to your dad about it? I mean, what have you confronted him and said, what's going on? And, you know, why did you think this was okay? And can you please explain sort of how you're able to maintain a relationship with my mom, right? I mean, they've had a relationship,
yeah,
even though he hasn't lived with you, and yet have a double life. What has he said about it?
We've only really discussed it the once, and that's when I found out because I was very angry, of course. So I confronted him, and he basically kind of broke down, and you know, said a lot of it was from his drinking. They met, they partied together. You know, he regretted it and it was just a mistake, but obviously with two children involved, that doesn't go away. So, I know obviously he feels badly about it, and our family just likes to sweep things under the rug, I guess, and not really deal with them.
Just so. Like ours, like most people's. This is Anna, yeah. By the way. But what in your gut instinct would make you feel best? What relationships do you value?
I'm thinking, obviously, I'm fine with meeting them, and my family means a lot to me. And if this would help my mom, especially, I think I would, you know, just want her to feel better about everything. I know she wants to try again with my dad, and I'm hoping it works for her.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, maybe it will. I mean, can I ask you what's going on with his alcoholism at this point? Is he sober?
No, he's not sober. He hasn't really faced the fact that he's going to need to get help. He always uses like all of the stress in his life, which obviously having a secret family is a lot of stress. He's always used that kind of as a reason why he drinks so much. And now that this is kind of all on the table and it's not going to be a secret anymore, everybody knows, I think realizes that he's going to have to cut that out and get some help. And the other woman is also an alcoholic. So that doesn't help either.
I'm very solution oriented. And when I see a problem, I try to figure out what is the best way to fix it. And it seems to me that your mom and you should use his wishes to reunite with you and to be a family again as leverage to make sure that he actually does get help.
That's beautiful.
I mean, okay. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, because I think sort of his intentions may be good, but I don't have a ton of experience with alcoholism, but you should do maybe an intervention and kind of try to get things straight. And then I think, I mean, this is just me. I don't know if you agree with this, Anna, but
I totally agree
I think then after that, maybe forgiveness is the next thing that you need to do, knowing that, you know, he obviously was tortured and made some bad decisions, but they're your step siblings, right? Stepsisters, two girls, or
half sisters. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, not step. They're your half sisters, and right. And so, I would think that you would want to maybe have a relationship with them or not. But I think that's sort of like secondary. I think kind of getting him help, and because he's only just going to hurt your mom again. And how's your mom's health now that she had a stroke?
Oh, she is so much better. We were really lucky, and she's pretty much made a full recovery. So,
but you want to protect her too, right? And keep,
you know,
and you don't want to stress her out. So I think, you know, I think the best way of protecting her is getting him help.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I don't know.
Okay,
That's me. That's me. But Anna, what do you think?
I think that Katie Couric is fucking rad and has the answer to
I don't
things.
Know. No, I don't know, right?
No. I do. I think you're completely right. I do. I tend to get when we talk to people who call in, I get pretty emotionally involved. And Ashley, I love you. And this is why. Like I get a little bit emotionally involved, but I always go back to the idea of can you protect your heart? You know, can you sort of protect yourself, or how are you going to make sure that you get out of whatever situation you're in?
I also think, you know, she has to respect, you know, what will make your mom happy.
Yeah.
And only she knows that, right? And I think, you know, I think that you have to kind of keep in mind everybody's situation and feelings too. But I don't know. Your dad actually sounds like, you know, I hope he's a decent person who made some mistakes and sounds yeah. like he does regret it. And it sounds like he loves you. I mean, do you feel like he loves you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he was in a really dark place for a while. And I noticed these past few years, he's really taken a turn for the better. I mean, I know he's trying to do better and, you know, do the right thing for our family, but I don't think he really knows how to, you know, he doesn't know what's right. And I don't know if any of us really do.
Well, that's why I think he really needs help. You know, honestly, I think he needs professional help. I think these are complicated situations, clearly. And yeah. I don't think people yeah. can do yeah. it on their own. No. They need somebody who has expertise in that area. And I think probably you and your mom should participate in something called Al-Anon. What is wrong with me? I sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I know there's like Al-Anon for families of people who are alcoholics.
Yeah, no, Al-Anon is fantastic.
Right? And
yeah.
and I think, you know, the damage, the collateral damage that is sometimes done, I think you all need to work together as a family. But I think the first thing is you really have to get him to acknowledge that he needs help.
Yes, but also like, don't feel too guilty in being a little bit selfish. And by that, I mean, okay. you don't have to lash out at your loved ones by any means, but don't feel guilty if you need to take a minute to yourself. You know what I mean? Like a few days to yourself, yeah. like, you know, like understand that this is also, it's not your responsibility to take care of your loved ones in this way necessarily.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ashley, we have to go, but I hope Katie and Anna's advice was helpful.
And Ashley,
tonight.
Guess what? We're starting to, we're going to design some big old fuck you Sims t-shirts. so maybe that will make your heart feel better.
Oh God. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my God,
we'll
love
send
that.
You one, Ashley, as soon as they're printed up.
Good luck. And I'm sure you have some great, great friends and people who you respect and who will be able to
yeah,
help you.
And hopefully she'll reach back to us. We're lucky. We have a lot of people that come back
yeah,
to us.
Let Anna know how it's going.
Yeah,
and Anna,
no,
you let
yeah.
me know how it's
and
going.
And we give updates yeah. all the time as well.
Oh, that's
we're
nice.
Trying to.
Gosh,
will
boy,
you,
you've been through
Katie,
a lot.
Would you be willing to wear a fuck you Sim t-shirt?
No.
She doesn't even know what that is.
Okay. No.
Ashley, thank you so much.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate the advice. Night. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks, Ashley. Bye.
Katie, do you have time for a quick 5-minute call? It's a fun call.
Yeah.
More fun. It's not as deep
yeah.
as this. And
yeah,
then
yeah,
after
yeah.
that, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
So I got to go the bat mitzvah.
The bat mitzvah.
Okay. All right. <We're on. laughs> I know. It's the worst. But I'm also going to need that.
What? Oh, yeah. He did good, didn't he? It's pretty, isn't it?
Damn. Girl.
I like it. It's, I have a funny story about this ring, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I used to go to this jeweler on Madison Avenue to borrow jewelry if I had to go to a black tie thing or something and I wanted earrings or a pretty necklace or something. And I got to be friends with the people who owned the jewelry store. It's called Stephen Russell. It's two men who own this jewelry store. And it's mostly antique jewelry. And when I went in, I said one time to borrow some jewelry, I looked at the diamond rings and I said, hey, you guys, if I ever get engaged, if I ever get married again, would you make sure that my fiance buys a ring like that? Because I love this ring. And they were like, sure, yeah, good luck with that. So when my now husband proposed to me, he had gone to this store and he said, I'm getting a ring. And they had forgotten about that I had said, I really love this ring. And they showed him about 10 rings. And he said, I like that one. And it was the same ring that I had said I wanted if I ever got married again. And I thought,
that's so romantic.
Yeah, isn't that nice? So I thought that was so sweet and such a surprise. So I was like, how did you know this was the ring I want? He said, I just picked it out. I thought it looked like you.
I thought it looked like you.
So that was nice, that. Right?
This is the perfect segue to Connie, who we're going to call right now, who was just recently engaged.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello?
Hey, Connie, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, Connie.
Hey, Sim. How's it going?
It's going really well. that was Katie Kirk. That was Katie Kirk just yelling just now.
I'm sorry. Hey. Blame it on the red wine. Got it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You don't even know. Fangirling so hard right now.
Oh, my God. Hi, Connie.
Well, Katie's telling us this amazing story about her wedding ring and her engagement ring, I should say.
This is awesome. And this is the best night of my life.
Connie, you're getting married in about a year, right? You just got engaged recently, right?
Yeah, I got engaged literally like 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Wow. Mazel, good things.
Absolutely. You and your husband are disagreeing about the wedding planning. You have some disagreements. Ooh. Tell us what's going on.
Uh-oh.
So my fiance Andrew and I, we've been dating for 5 years. And so he finally popped the question 2 weeks ago. And so now we're getting into like the early stages of wedding planning. And so, you know, we're, you know, talking about like music and everything that kind of goes along with it. And so, one of the things we disagree on is the music that we're playing at the wedding. So we don't really fight that much. Like in the last 5 years, like we are pretty good about solving, you know, disagreements. But for some reason, like the music, he has like really strong opinions about wedding music, and I have really strong opinions about wedding music. And so, like, he wants to play like angry 90s music, like Fiona Apple and like Alanis Morissette.
Like Bitter Little Pill? How about Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night? This is not a good sign, but keep going, Connie. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, for me, I just kind of feel like the wedding should be like, you know,
joyful.
People like get loaded right. To Little John, maybe some Nelly, you know,
a little
like
uptown funk,
music.
Connie.
Yeah, like some uptown funk. So, his reasoning is that, he's like, well, a wedding should feel personal. And so this is the kind of music that I like. So this is, you know, we want it. Kind of play this music because it's kind of like special to me, and versus like playing kind of like the generic stuff, which is like, you know, the Get Low and the Bruno Mars and the Nora Jones. But I think, you know, the music should be more romantic, and it should kind of like set the mood to things, and you know, it should be like a nice, like a very like positive, upbeat day.
How important is music at a wedding, Katie?
I think it's really, well, I love music and I love to dance, so mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly important. But I'm wondering, Connie, can you compromise at all on this? In other words, like during cocktail hour, could you have Fiona Apple and Alanis Morissette and kind of play that kind of music and just tell him during the actual reception, when there's a lot of dancing, I mean, Alanis Morissette isn't that great for dancing, right? Neither is Fiona Apple, right? I mean, unless you're doing sort of performance art. And so maybe do you think that maybe, or even if you threw in a little, I mean, I think, I don't know, this is kind of interesting. So when you talk to him about it and you sort of express, is he just trying to be different and edgy or something?
That's what I was telling Sim too. Like he's a bit of a, he has like a dry sense of humor. So he is a little bit of like a contrarian.
So he's trying to be unconventional.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want to play the typical stuff. Like he wants our wedding to be different and unique.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
That could be a different spin to
it. I respect that. Well, do you think that you could go through a song list of things that were a little less kind of, I mean, let's be honest, Connie. Every reception, they play Uptown Funk now, right? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, that and Journey, you know? I mean, it's sort of like, oh, really? That's so original. So maybe you should kind of go through a song list and be like, listen, are there some songs that may be less expected and less predictable that you would like, but would still be kind of more upbeat and joyful? Yeah. And maybe we could compromise that way. And maybe during cocktail hour, we could play these songs. But I just think, you know, we're trying to have a happy, joyful, celebratory mood.
Katie?
Yeah?
What's your least favorite song? Like, let's say you're at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
What's your least favorite song?
I also want to know yours, Connie. And then I want to know yours, Connie. My least favorite song?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I really think they're nice people, but I really don't like Captain and Tennille. Like Muskrat Love really, really annoys me.
I don't know how
me.
That goes. How does that go?
It's like Nivlon. What? How's it go? Nivlon cheesecake. I don't know, June. And they have muskrat noises in the background. I think I'm showing my age because I think it was coming out in the 70s. Mike, don't laugh. Do you know that song? Thank you. So I'm not really into the Captain and Tennille. And I don't really like songs from Greece. I was at a really fun party the other night, and it was, and Rod Stewart sang, which was really fun.
Wow.
And then this DJ came on, and I was like, hey, I always try to take control of the DJ thing. It was just really bad.
I love you.
No, I always say, like, hey, because I think I can read the crowd and what they'd like. And I'm
oh
like,
my God,
can
I you, love you
can
so
you play
much.
This? And he's like, I know what I'm doing. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. And then he started playing Grease is the Word, is the Word. And I was like, really? No. No one's going to want to dance to that.
Wait, I want to?
Huh? You would have to
well,
Grease?
I just, if you sang it.
I know. No, but it's not a good song. So I don't like songs from Grease, I guess, at parties. What about you, Anna?
Welcome to the Hotel California.
You don't like that song?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that song. One of my least favorite Eagles song. I hear you. Connie, go.
I would say like, I'm not a big fan of Fetty Wap.
I love Fetty Wap. I'm kidding, Connie. I don't know who any of these people are.
I don't know who it is either.
I'm trapped in the 70s.
Oh, God. Hey, Connie.
Yeah, trap music.
Connie, we have to go, but before
wait,
we go.
No, I want to talk to Connie.
You have a bat mitzvah.
We have to come to some closure.
Okay,
I know.
That's why I was going to ask for some
final advice. I'd like to talk to
is
your fiance.
Is your fiance there by chance?
Yes, he's here. Let me grab him. I also want to point out, too, that we can't agree on an officiant because I'm religious and he's not. So I'm going to put him on the phone. But yeah, that's another thing that we're trying to tackle.
What's your fiance's name?
Andrew.
Oh, yes. No. His name is Andrew.
How did you know that?
Andrew.
Hello?
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Hi. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Andrew.
This might be the worst experience of your life.
but luckily, we're not on live, Andrew.
You're here with Katie Couric.
Hi, Miss Couric.
You can call me Katie, Andrew. Very nice to meet you. I'm here with Anna Faris and her colleague, Sim. And cute fiance, Connie, has just called us to talk about the fact that you all are in the midst of wedding planning, which, by the way, can be very stressful. I know that because it's
horrible.
A lot of money and
it's
a lot of big decisions. And, you know, I think, honestly, the day gets a little overblown. For a lot of people. But so we understand that you guys are disagreeing on some key issues, right? For the wedding. And we wanted to see if we could help you all sort it out.
Okay, sure.
That was amazing.
Do you have any idea how generous Katie's being right now?
Like, can you be here every day?
So, Andrew, let's talk about Fiona Apple and Alanis Morissette. Can we for a second?
Okay, which one's sexier? Sure.
So we get that you really like them and their music, but do you think it's really like joyful wedding music, Bitter Little Pill and shit like that?
Well, no, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, so what kind? Is there an upbeat
like,
Alanis?
Fiona Apple has some, like, nice romantic music in her repertoire, I think.
Yeah? Well, you know, Connie, I know Connie's not on the phone right now. Have you played the songs that you like by Fiona Apple and Alanis Morissette for Connie?
She is totally anti-Fiona Apple. I don't know if it's, like, an age thing, but she's only, like, 4 years younger than me, but, like, she is not feeling any of it.
Fiona Apple is not wedding music. You just can't play it during a wedding.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Why is that an absolute? I don't agree with that.
Okay. Well, name us a Fiona Apple song. I mean, this is not a challenge. I'm just curious. What is like a Fiona Apple song that you think would be sort of nice and upbeat for a wedding reception?
I think her cover of, I think it's called like Find Somebody for Me to Love.
Yeah. And is it a slow song, a fast song? I don't know that song.
It's a slow song.
It's a slow song. Yeah. Have you played it for Connie, your betrothed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just didn't like it.
She hates like all Fiona Apple. Like as soon as she hears the voice, she like shuts off.
Really? Interesting. I wonder why I don't know either. Yeah. And does she feel the same way about Alanis? Act like we're friends.
I think not as aggressively, but also yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if she really, really doesn't care for Fiona Apple, that's like a sacrifice you should be willing to make, Andrew, with all due respect, right? I mean, if she just isn't digging it at all. But maybe you could compromise and have Alanis Morissette for a song or two, and then maybe choose the other songs together. It shouldn't be kind of you versus her. I'm sure there's some music that you both like, right?
I mean, we kind of have some varying taste in music, and I'm just worried, like, her music taste shifts a lot, and I don't want our wedding to be very of the moment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look at some wedding videos from, like, the 80s, and they're playing, like, Rick Astley or something, you just look back and it looks kind of silly.
Oh, I liked him.
I like Rick Astley too.
maybe that was a bad example.
No, but I think, how about if you guys just like pick some music together, and even if you think some of her choices are lame and she doesn't like your, you know, why don't you kind of go 50-50? And by the way, weddings are for dancing and fun. So I would make sure that the music that you do pick, if with the, you know, exception of a few slow dancey songs, is kind of fun and won't break the mood. But honestly, I feel like, you know, you can listen to what you want to listen to 364 days a year. And so I would just compromise. This sounds a little silly to me. Like there should be a way for you guys to both get what you want on your wedding night, if you know what I'm saying, Andrew.
Andrew, do you know what she's saying?
Get it, Kirk.
And in terms of the other issue, by the way, I mean, if she's religious and you're not, she was saying you were having difficulty figuring out who would officiate your wedding?
I mean, certain pastors at our church won't do ceremonies for religious with non-religious people.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of been an issue, and we're trying to, like, figure that out right now.
Well, that can be challenging. So you're not particularly religious, but she is?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right.
She's
Christian, and I'm just, I don't know.
You're like agnostic. Yeah, that's sort of like, I always say, describe that as a chicken shit atheist. That's like just in case, right? I'm a secular humanist. I get it. I get it. But Andrew, this is actually a dilemma, I think. Can you find someone who will respect Connie's faith, but also be willing to officiate your wedding, knowing that you may not share the same religious beliefs? I mean, I think you have to find someone who welcomes both of you in this, on this really important day, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were looking for somebody, preferably somebody that knows us and could talk about us in, like, you know, kind of in a close, more personal way during the ceremony. But, you know, those people are from the church. And so that's kind of the issue. Like, if we found somebody new, it's just somebody that we just met, like, within the last year or something, and that's not as meaningful, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. But someone from the church knows you well, so you must go to church, no?
Sometimes I accompany her to, like, her Bible study or, like, service on Sundays, but I don't...
I'm not
of the religion.
You're not practicing. So is there somebody from the church... No. Who has agreed to marry you both, or are they giving you a hard time because you're not officially a member of the church?
I mean, it's kind of a little fuzzy right now. They said that we definitely can't get married at the church.
Really?
But
They
can get married at the
church.
Oh,
okay. Okay, good.
You cannot get married. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. You can't get married, get married at the church?
We cannot get married at the church, but we might be able to ask them if they're willing to perform the service, like, outside of the church or something, but we haven't gotten that far yet.
Well, I think the first step is to go and talk to them, right? And then make a decision. First, you have to see what they're going to be willing to do, right? And I sometimes think that if you have two people there, somebody who kind of represents you, and you can get people to get their thing online. We had somebody who was a universalist minister marry us.
Anna is an ordained minister as well.
You know, maybe Anna should marry you too.
I won't do. Listen.
That's what Connie was saying.
She's been waiting for someone to ask.
I just think we came up with a solution. So listen, dude, you guys have to figure out how to work these things out. Because if you can't figure out, like, how to pick the music for your wedding and how to figure out a good person to officiate or some kind of compromise where both of your views are respected. Marriage is hard. You're going to have a lot of big, tough decisions ahead of you. So all I can say is I think you need to sit down and figure this out and be willing to compromise. Would you agree?
I completely agree. No, Katie, totally this is the best advice possible.
But Andrew, please, before we go, I want to have faith that you guys are going to work this out. Because I think it's kind of a silly, petty thing to get in the way of this incredible, exciting, wonderful day. And I don't want these little tiffs to overshadow the fact that you guys are going to build a life together.
Yeah. I mean, it's early on. I think we'll be able to figure it out.
Good.
But, I mean, your guys' advice definitely helps a lot.
We love you.
Andrew, Connie, thank you so
bye.
Much.
Bye. Tell Connie I said bye and good luck. And good luck to you, Andrew. And will you let me know? And I expect to be invited to the wedding now.
Yes, you guys are all invited.
So, Connie, hopefully you guys can work it out. But there's some kind of compromise that I think is in order.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it.
And go to the church and talk to your church dudes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we need to get that sorted out. But yeah. We are sending 6 invites your way.
Okay, good.
Thanks
excellent.
So much. Thanks so much, Connie.
All right, bye, Connie.
All right, thanks so much,
good night.
Guys.
Connie! I don't know what's gotten into me. I think I'm exhausted, and I've had a little too much wine.
Katie.
Yes, Anna.
I've been looking forward to this for like 3 months, and I'm just so happy that you're here, and it's been a huge honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna.
Also, would you mind just saying "fuck you, Sim"? If you don't mind, if you do, you can just say "f you, Sim." If you don't want to say that,
but I like Sim.
Aww.
Oh, he's wonderful. Oh, he's wonderful. No, say you can say it in a loving way.
F you, Sim.
Oh, very good.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Katie. Katie's podcast is called Katie Couric. It's part of the Earwolf Network.
I need a better name. Like,
no, it's perfect.
Katie Couric is qualified.
No.
You are qualified. You definitely are qualified. But your podcast is on the Earwolf Network, and it releases every Tuesday or every Wednesday?
I think it's every Thursday, Sim.
Every Thursday.
Is
perfect.
It every Thursday, Beth? It releases
Great
every
research,
Thursday,
Dick.
Well, I had to think about it myself, and we do a new episode every 2 weeks.
But we love your podcast. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Honestly, It means so much to me that you all actually listen to it. So
I just
thank
love
you.
That you're part of the podcast community now.
Yes.
Well, it's
I
really
know.
Fun.
We talk
you know,
a lot about
I
that.
Think, as you all have discovered, I think this audio really creates this air of intimacy and fun, and people feel more relaxed and not so stiff and stilted. You know, it's fun for me to have more substantive conversations about what's going on in the world. And so it's just another medium. And I think the landscape is so fragmented and so diffused that it's important to do different platforms so that what you'd love to do can be, you can reach more people.
It's been unbelievable to have you here. Thank you so much.
It's been really fun.
Follow us on Unqualified on Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram. And Katie, can't thank you enough. Thank
so
you
nice
so
to
much.
Meet you, Sim. Thank you, Anna, for inviting me into your home
don't
and
leave quite
getting
right
me
away.
A little, you know, ready. I did a little pre-gaming for my bat
mitzvah. I know. You're going to have a blast now. It's going to be great.
I'm going to be like, woo! You know, can I find a 13-year-old to dance with me?
Ooh, can I be your 13-year-old?
Yeah, you want to come to this bat mitzvah?
Well, I want to dance right here.
That would be amazing.
Will you?
That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
You took a little
incredible.
Video of us
I will, for sure. Definitely.
Right here.
Good night, everybody.